Hello. Well, my good friend Depot Cat has suggested I should do a quick boo on my day out today, walking around the Arundel area. So here we go then. Caught the train with a friend of mine, Tommy, to Arundel, and we decided to walk along the Arun River and make our way to a pub called the Black Rabbit. The only problem was that we was on the opposite side of the towpath, towpath, I suppose is the best description. And when we got to the Black Rabbit, of course, we would have had to cross the river. So I do believe in the summer months they do lay on a bit of a ferry service across to the other side. So we went a bit further down where there's a place called St Leonard's Church, and there's a bridge across the river there. But we weren't too sure if it was actually open. They was doing some work on it about a month ago. So what we done is we veered off of the riverside and went down towards Burpham, which is a sort of quite a climb up the side, and it's sort of perched up on a sort of plateau, I suppose, part of the sort of as you start to walk onto the South Downs. And there's a nice little pub there called the George and Dragon. He had a pint of Guinness, and I had myself a lovely pint of Doombar. But before we ordered, we had a couple of glasses of water, because it was silly, really. I have been walking before, and I never took any water with me. And I never took a map with me. We was quite dehydrated by the time we got there. It was a beautiful day. It's been very warm and sunny. So we had a bit of lunch there. Chicken and bacon sandwiches. Not bad. A bit expensive, I suppose, at £5.95 for a sandwich. But it was nice, and it was well filled with chicken and bacon. And then we wandered back towards Arundel Station, but this time, instead of going back along the river, we went along the country lanes, which eventually bring you out onto the main 259 at Arundel Station. And the village of Burpham, it's a beautiful place. I mean, there's some lovely houses along there, lovely thatched houses, beautiful gardens, all these sort of usual stuff that you would expect in a sort of, you know, an old English village sort of thing, you know. Rose Cottage is, of course, in every village around this area. So, we wandered back to the station and caught a train back to Bognor Regis, where we popped into the Alex, which is a great little high street pub, and had a couple of pints of Best in there. And then sort of parted ways and went back home. But when we come out the pub, it was very cold all of a sudden, because the sea mist had come into Bognor. And as soon as they come in, the temperature does drop pretty quick. And the sea mist is still about now. It's looking quite sort of hazy outside. So hopefully that will clear tomorrow and we'll have another sunny day. So that was my day. Really enjoyable. Most of it done about 5 miles in total. Nice bit of exercise. And I must admit, when I got back tonight, I've been looking on the iPhone apps, and there is a geocaching app which you can get the free version. Which I might actually start doing that again. Anyone who knows anything about geocaching will know what I'm talking about. Anyone who doesn't, well, perhaps I do have to do a geocaching boo to explain it. But it's a good excuse to go out for a walk, really. So maybe I'll talk about that if I go out in the near future. Okay then, good night to everyone, and I'll speak to you later. Bye.